No hire, low fire. That's the news that we're looking at today because we just got a jobs report number. This might be good news for these things over through here. Thanks for joining me today. My name is Dan Friel. I'm the host of The Rate Update. I'm also a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. You're here to figure out what's going on today with mortgage rates. And the most important thing is the whys behind it. So I got some good news for you out there if you're looking for mortgage rates, but not good news if you're looking for a job. So here's what I follow each day as a mortgage advisor. This right through here, this chart. All you have to understand that number right up through there. See that it says MBS? That means this is a mortgage bond. Look at that number. If it's red, that's not good news. That means mortgage rates are going up. The bigger the number, the bigger the adjustment. Here's some good news that we had today. See this kind of V recovery today? You might say, okay, this is it. Remember, down is bad. But then, boom, it turned around right here. What happened? Well, let me get over to it. Here's what the Federal Reserve watches. Okay, they control that number over through there. It's called the federal funds rate. All it is if one bank needs money, they can go to another bank and get it lent to them at that rate. That's it. We don't get that rate. But the Federal Reserve, if they increase that rate, the banks are saying, okay, well, you're increasing rates for us, so we're going to increase rates on the consumer. So that's how usually it works. The Federal Reserve increases this, and then the banks increase our rates. But what they look at is these things over through here. Here's the good news is we have GDP. Secretary Bessent came in yesterday and said the GDP for the end of this year, 2026, should be about 3%, giving that a thumbs up. The unemployment rate right now is 4.2. Anything under 5, thumbs up. We got an inflation rate at 3.7, should be 2. That's not good news. So the Federal Reserve is saying, okay, based on this, we got to increase rates, right? Okay, but they also have another mandate to keep the jobs reports, or at least keep jobs at full employment. Well, here's the news we got today. So this doesn't look very good, but I'm not going out there saying, you know, the world's ending. So here's what we're looking at. See, initial jobless claims came out today. Last reading was 198,000, and they thought it would go to 203, and it stayed right there. It's 199. Okay, but then here's the thing we really have to watch. Okay, we don't like this thing hitting over 1.8 million. If you go back, they didn't think it was going to be there, wasn't there previously. But if you go several months back, it was there. And then it started getting a little bit better. Now it's getting a little bit worse. So we're going to look at that. We're not going to go panicking on it because tomorrow what we're going to get is actually the government numbers on wages, the official unemployment numbers, and so forth. I don't really think this is going to be a shock, but it's just something to watch. Then also what we got today is on the profitability side of corporations, you look down through here, unit labor costs. Unit labor costs went from 1.3. They thought with all the tariffs and the oil prices and everything, it'd jump up to 2.2. Stayed flat at 1.3. So that's good news for that part of it. Then you go to the stock market. Here's what I like to look each day. I go to the bond market. I look at that. And then right now, I'm watching two things. What are those? Well, the first thing is oil. Because if oil goes up, think of it. The cost of everything goes up. So that means inflation's going to go up. The Federal Reserve looks at this and says, okay, if inflation's going up, up, and away, we have to increase rates. Well, today's numbers might change that a little bit. But we go over and we look at oil. It's up $1.40. It's still under $80 a barrel. I'm going to concentrate over here because how the media tricks you is they'll pick whichever one of these are higher and they'll go with it. And then it's like, whoa, it's higher than... So just watch that trick. So we'll stay here. So up $1, it shouldn't do that much to the markets. You go down through here and investors are a little cautious because there's another agreement settled. But let's go over and see what the markets are doing right now. We got the Dow Jones up almost 100. We got the NASDAQ down 200. So the market's a little split, but you realize these things keep hitting record highs day after day after day, and you're wondering why. You're thinking all this other stuff. Remember, start watching. They released the tariff money back to a lot of these companies. Are we getting that money back? So start Googling tariffs and see where that money's going to go. Maybe we'll start following the money there. But here's what's happening. You go to the earnings reports on all these companies, and they're killing it right now. I think the S&P 500, the average corporate earnings are up like 30%. So if you're in the stock market, you're doing pretty darn good. So now let's get over to this. We have a weak job market, maybe, and then we have inflation that's out of control. So what's the Federal Reserve going to do in 41 days? Well, let me let you know what I'm advising my clients, at least. So here's what I am. I'm a mortgage advisor. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan's this. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to almost 40 different lenders. And here's why. You're out there, you're watching this, you're trying to figure out, can I get approved? That's the most important thing. And then what rate and fees can I be paying? So you go out to that website and that bank and that credit union and then that website over there. Everybody pulls your credit, ruins your credit, gets back with you with all these quotes. And you don't know what's going on anyways. Some even denied you. So why don't you let me do the heavy lifting? Just put your application in one time. We're going to pull your credit one time. And then we're going to search and we're going to go to all these banks and get you approved at this. Make sure you're approved first. And then we're going to start shopping the rates and fees with all those. So if you need some help, I'll give you my website at the end of this. But let me let you know what I'm advising my clients. Right now, if you come in with a contract, we're locking you in. Because if this Iranian agreement doesn't stand and they hit another tanker tonight and oil jumps to $100 a barrel, rates are going to go to 7%, you're going to be really mad at me if I call you tomorrow and say, hey, your payment's up $200 from where I told you yesterday. So we're not going to do that. But then you're thinking, okay, what do I do next? Okay, that other thing I want you to watch my channel each day. Subscribe down over there. For the first 5 minutes, I'm going to go over where the bond market is. I'm going to go over the economic calendar. I'm going to give you the news that's really affecting things. I'll give you my forecast. Then you're done. So here's what I'm thinking. Once this Iranian conflict, even this today's agreement holds, it's going to need to hold at least 30, maybe 60 days. And then that's when you're going to see things start to really plunge. So just think of it. It's going to happen right before the midterms when all this should really, really start to settle. Interesting. So I'm thinking you're going to be okay because this Iranian conflict is going to be eventually over. But if you want me to track rates for your homeowner right now, you're thinking, okay, Dan, what other things can you help me with if I'm not looking to buy a house? Check this out. We have a brand new website right through here. So here's what you can do through here. We still have that rate watch thing. So if you're a homeowner right now, go into this rate watch. What we're going to do is we're going to watch it for you. Okay. So right through here, you're going to put in your mortgage information. We're going to track your mortgage payments. We're going to track your mortgage rates. We're going to track all these things. We don't sell the data. It'll be me or one of my teammates just calling you saying, okay, you triggered. And so let's go through the numbers and make sure it makes sense. If you're going to buy your first home, you're looking at home equity loans and all that, we have it all here. So let's go back to the ticker for today. So we are minus 16. So here's what I'm thinking today. The markets thought this number was going to be a little bit better than expected, and it wasn't. So now the Federal Reserve's sitting there and saying, okay, maybe now we might have to start looking at the unemployment numbers once again. So the market's thinking now, okay, if the unemployment numbers start to spike, the Federal Reserve's not going to be able to do anything at the next meeting. So in 41 days, the Federal Reserve is expected to meet. There is a 56% chance they are going to hike rates. So that's what this is saying right through here. So let's take a snapshot of this. I think it was basically the same yesterday. But this is telling us that at the next meeting, the Federal Reserve will be hiking rates. They'll stay steady with that rate all the way through the end of 2026. Soon as we hit into 2027, they're going to hike rates again. But here's the interesting thing. Their crystal ball is telling us that in October, they're going to cut rates, and then in November, December, they're going to increase rates again. So I can guarantee you this thing's going to change probably by the end of the week, maybe even tomorrow, next week, and going forward. There might be a rate hike coming because if this war keeps lagging on further and further and further. But if you see the Iranian conflict end and you see oil prices plunge and stay there, I don't see a rate hike in the cards. So only time's going to tell. So that's my expectations there. If you want to track rates and everything else, please go to, it's a link down below. You can actually access this right through here. It's going to give you all the rates you need for the day. It tracks them, the top six programs. It's also going to go down through here and tell you the most primary drivers of these things. It's going to give you the 10-year treasury, the MBS market that we follow, and more. And then over through here, it's going to give you the most important news of the day that will be affecting mortgage rates. The trend of the day, today's trend is higher because remember that MBS chart was down 16 ticks. It's going to give you my most recent podcast and my most recent blog. So every day when I do the show, we do a blog. And then it's going to go down through here and show you the predictions market of what the Federal Reserve's expected to do at the next meeting. So my expectations today, mortgage rates might pop just a hair. But other than that, they're going to wait till tomorrow's unemployment numbers, the official numbers from the federal government. So that's it for today. Hope you learned something about mortgage rates today. And if you need some help with the mortgage, reach out to me. I'd love to help. Thanks for watching. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Have a great evening and God bless. Bye-bye.